let's see, the first one, he had a grant, that's where it starts, he had a grant to work on shrews, Sorex cinereus.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I collected a whole bunch of these for him, around 500 individuals. And another guy was actually hired on the grant, the same one that couldn't get along with him. He didn't know how to deal with him. He was supposed to be collecting these things, and I took him out several times to show him how to collect them, and he never could get onto it. I think he got him maybe 5 Sorex cinereus in 3 years or something like that. It was a terrible low number. But at any rate, so I got him a bunch of those. And then after I came out here, he never published anything on those. And I thought there should be something published. He had what was then a big grant. It was $10,000, which, of course, now is trivial, but back then was a pretty good-sized grant from NSF, I think it was. I'm not sure. But he never done anything with it, and so I just wrote him. I felt bad about that, and just wrote him and said, Bill, I'd be perfectly happy to take those specimens and look the stomachs and look the parasites and work up the information into a paper. And he said, well, he said, I don't have them anymore. I don't know what happened to them. He says he didn't have them anymore. And so he said, well, how about you help me revise Mammals Eastern U.S.? And that's how we got into that. And so then I essentially revised it, the first edition we're talking about now, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it out. I wasn't real happy with it. There were some things I didn't like at all with it, in fact. And then later, I decided, I guess Cornell contacted me and wondered about revising it. Mm-hmm. And this was before he died. And so I right away said, well, I'll contact Bill Hamilton, see if he's interested. He was surprised they were interested, but anyway, we did it. He just said, well, you do it alone. I said, no, Bill, you did a lot of work on this, and I can't do that. I said, we'll revise it together. And so actually, I did all the writing. He read it all, or almost all, before he died. And then he died before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's how we got into that.